Hello, this is Morgan Laidlaw, Associate Editor of ASI Magazine, and I'm here with Tom Blage, Chairman and CEO of Blage & Company, and Brem Brashear, Senior Executive Advisor. Tom will be presenting the closing keynote address, Lead, Follow, or Get Out of the Way, Global Consolidation in the Adhesive and Sealant Sector, at the upcoming Spring ASC Convention, which takes place April 18th to the 20th. Tom, Ben, thanks for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you very much, Morgan. Good morning.
Could you give us a quick preview of what you'll be talking about at the convention, Tom?
Looking forward to that event, and it'll be the third or fourth time we'll be covering this. As it relates to the event and the industry and where Blage & Company, this whole subject fits in, I think it's a fact that everybody knows that there's a huge global consolidation occurring in the adhesives and sealant sector, similar to many other sectors in the industrial markets. But we're going to be dissecting the reasons behind the global consolidation in adhesives and sealants. And so we're going to look at the drivers of this consolidation. We're going to be looking at the supply chain, look at the various components of the supply chain to see where in that supply chain the consolidation is driving and or occurring most. We're going to look at this widening gap between the large participants and the smaller participants. And what we're finding is there's a huge consolidation trend amongst the large players, but the mid-cap and small-cap companies have really not been as active in this consolidation, so there's tremendous pressure on these companies, mid-cap and small-cap companies, to compete. It's becoming more difficult, so they need to make strategic decisions as the consolidation continues. We're going to look at this effect on sellers, so smaller companies and sellers, it's a seller's market, so we're going to be talking about why is it a seller's market and why are adhesives and sealants companies so attractive to potential buyers, and why is there so much M&A activity in the sector. And then finally, we're going to wind up with, what are some strategies which small and mid-sized companies can deploy to maximize their outcome in this whole consolidation trend.
How has the industry benefited from the merger and acquisition activity?
Well, the merger acquisition activity has been driven largely by globalization. And so what we're finding is that in the supply chain, that suppliers to the adhesives and sealant sector are consolidating and becoming more global in their capabilities. And downstream in the supply chain, the customers of adhesives and sealants companies have been going through their own consolidation. And so you've got larger customers, you've got larger suppliers, you've got the adhesives and sealants producers in the middle. So the benefit of the mergers and acquisitions has been that it's helped the companies in adhesives and sealants to keep up with the requirements of increasingly large and global and broad suppliers and customers. Because these customers are looking for suppliers that have, global capabilities when they're global companies. And suppliers are favoring, and adhesives and sealants companies that can purchase larger quantities have an advantage. And so the primary benefit of the consolidation has been that adhesives and sealants companies can be more competitive and better serve their customers, which are growing and becoming more and more global. So really it's helping them to keep up with the needs of their suppliers and customers. I would say that one. And two is that the consolidation trend has attracted a tremendous amount of capital to the adhesives and sealants sector. And so I think that capital has been something which the companies have been able to deploy to grow, again, and meet the needs of their customers.
What should adhesives and sealants professionals expect in the future?
So this subject in this presentation, we're going to give the Adhesives and Sealants Council annual meeting. Spring meeting is important not only to owners and CEOs of adhesives and sealants companies, but also to people who are on the business development and marketing side. It's also important to those who are on the technical side in terms of engineers. It's also important to the folks who are even in support roles. And the reason for that is that this merger acquisition trend is really affecting really almost all employees across the industry and nearly almost all companies. So if middle managers and technical folks and business development folks are aware of the trends in M&A and how they're affecting adhesives and sealants companies, not only is that relevant to the strategies of companies themselves, but in terms of career choices, in terms of professional development and advancement within their organizations, in terms of sizing up your company to see if it is a viable, successful, it's going to be one of the winners in the consolidation trend. So I think that those who are not owners and or CEOs can benefit tremendously from this merger acquisition activity, and it opens up a lot of opportunities for advancement and to use this merger acquisition activity as an area of experience, as a strategic tool career-wise and professionally, as well as strategically for the company. So I think people who embrace the M&A trend and who get involved in deals in their company will be perceived as much more desirable by employers.
Great. Well, thanks again, Tom, Ben, and we'll see you in New Orleans.
Thank you. Have a great day.
To learn more, be sure to check out our ASC Spring Convention coverage in the March and April issues of ASI, available on our website at adhesivesmag.com.